Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah 270, mitzvah Reish Ayin, the Isser of Shleikonis Kohen Gadol Ba'ohel Ameis. This is the first of five mitzvahs in a row that have to do with the Kohen Gadol. We just finished six mitzvahs that have to do with all Kohanim. The first two were dealing with Tumah and Tara, the next three dealing with Isurei Nisuin that relate to Kohen Hedyot, and of course Kohen Gadol, meaning the previous five also relate to Kohen Gadol. But they relate to Kohen Hedyot as well. Two regarding Tumah, three regarding who they can marry, Zona, Chalala, and Grusha. And the last one regarding Kiddush Zera Aharon. Which, by the way, I didn't mention in the last mitzvah that there is a discussion in the Minchas Chinuch whether Kohanim have the mitzvahs asei of Vikidashto to the Kohen Gadol. Just like Yisraelim have the mitzvah to Kohanim, do the Kohanim themselves have the mitzvah of the Kiddushto to the Kohen Gadol? That was discussed in one of the pieces in the previous mitzvah, but not for, that's an Oshei of the Minchas Chinuch. We didn't get to touch on that yesterday. But that really brings us into today's mitzvah. That is the first of five in a row relating to the Isser of Kohen, relating to the Kohen Gadol. Today's Isser of going into an Ohel where there is a dead body. That's today's mitzvah, Reish Ayin. The next one is the Isser of a Kohen Gadol, becoming Tamei Meis. It's counted as a separate Isser Daraisa. Becoming Tamei Meis and Knisa La'ohel Sheyesh Bo Meis. That's today's Isser. Even though you're going to become Tamei anyway, you only violate it by going into an Ohel. Touching a dead body is tomorrow's next mitzvah, Reish Ayin Aleph. Carrying a dead body. Maybe even just being in the house with a dead body. That's not this one. The Isser is Lo Yavo. What do you get this from the Pasuk? The Pasuk tells us, Via Kohen Agadol Me'achav, the Kohen that is bigger than his friends, but all of his brothers, Asher Yitzak Al Rosho, Shemen HaMishcha, U'Meileas Yado, that was poured upon him, the Shemen HaMishcha, U'Meileas Yado L'Boshes Abagadim, different times in history, whether the Kohen Gadol had oil to anoint him, or it was just Levishas Begadim after the oil was put away. The Pasuk says it's Rosho Lo Yufro, Begadav Lo Yufroim. He does not do any Nihugi Avelus. V'al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo, Lo Aviv Uleimo Lo Yitama. That Pasuk Yud Aleph is two mitzvahs. First one is today's Al Kol Nafshos Meis Lo Yavo. It's an Isser Bia. It's an Isser of entering into the house of a dead body. Tomorrow's mitzvah, Bez Hashem, is just becoming Tameh. Lo avivu le'imo lo yitama. We'll get to the Rambam, hopefully, which talks about when can you violate both of these. And then just the psukim continue, because this is elaborating on these phrases. Umina mikdash lo yetze. Going out of the base of mikdash, he is not allowed. He can't leave the mikdash. V'lo yechalo es mikdash alokav, because else he would desecrate his kedusha. Ki nezer shem en mishchas alokav alav ani Hashem. Because he has the crown of the anointed nature, the anointed aspects of God, Ani Hashem. And then it gets into the people who he's allowed to marry, Bifshuleh v'chulu. But these two psukim are these two mitzvahs. So yeah, five. After that, just by the way, just finishing up the five that I wanted to mention, today is the Isser of Kohen Gadol going into the Ohel HaMeis, then is the Isser of Kohen becoming Tameh, then the mitzvahs Asay of a Kohen marrying a Besula, the Isser of a Kohen marrying an Amana, Kohen Gadol marrying an Amana, and the Isser of Bia with an Almana. We'll have to get to two of those. The Isser of Nisuin and Bia are two separate Isurim counted. Then we get to back to general Kohen Mitzvahs. The Rambam says in the beginning of Hilchos fifth Perek of Klei HaMikdash, and this is like an serves as an introduction to all of these five mitzvahs. Says the Rambam, Perek Hei Halacha Aleph, Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Kohen Gadol, Tzarach Sheyia Gadol Mikol Echav HaKohanim. Kohen Gadol has to be greater than all of his brothers, Binoi, Bikoach, Beosher, Bechachma, Ubemara. In all of these aspects, this is based on the Gemara and a Medrash, say he has to be greater in strength, in riches, in wisdom, in appearance. Imein lo mamon, kol kohanim noson lo mishalahem. If he doesn't have money, other kohanim give him. Kol echad ve'echa, lefi ashra, she yashir yoser mi ashra shebekulan. He's got to be the richest, the Rambam says. So he doesn't have to have a tithe for any other money. He has to have everything he needs. The ein echon mikol elu ma'akev, ela kol zeh mitzvah. This is all l'chadchila. Aval em nisrabe, mikol makom nisrabe. Right? If he has, he has. If not, then he becomes a Kohen Gadol even without these elements. The Zayin LaTorah has an interesting ha'ara here when he talks about the osher. Kohen Gadol has to be richer than all the other Kohanim. And if he's not, they have to make him richer. The Gemara tells us, and the Vayikra, actually this is a Medrash, Vayikra Rabba, the Zayin LaTorah quotes, Maisa bepinchas hasasas. There's a story with Pinchas the chiseler. Sheminuhu Kohen Gadol. They appointed him to be a Kohen Gadol. V'yatzu echad ha-kohanim v'ra'u chotzev b'avanim. They saw he had chiseled out an entire hole. U'milu ha-machzev l'fanav dinari zahav. And they threw gold coins into there. So what's the message of this medrash? Okay, they saw he was a chiseler and he threw money. So says the Zayim HaTorah. This teaches us that there's only a chiyuv to make the Kohen rich if he has a living, he's working for a living, he's doing his best to make a parnasa, and he doesn't have as much as everybody else. So then you have to make him richer. But let's say he gave all his money away in order to become the Kohen Gadol. So then we don't say that, oh, he's poor and we have to give him money in order to make him richer. Dafke makoin amanu hu ani meikaro. Isham is parnis biyegi kapo. Kamo besatis avanim lebinyin. Az chov ala achiv akoinim legadlo. Avolim haya ashir. But also it's called kapo lamelech. Kedish yimne. Also kohen gadol. There obviously he's crooked and we do not have a chiyuv to make him rich. That's regarding the element of osher that is required for a kohen gadol. There's another element and that is gvura. The Rambam's lashon is koach, but in other sources it's gvura. He has to be the greatest gibor. The Gemara says, actually, the medrash. Lo menikar shmo gadol shu gadol mechamisha dvarim. Now I'm reading the medrash. Vayikar Rabba chav of tes bechachma bekoach. What does bekoach mean? Shehu gibor. Well, how do you know the gibor? Beginning of sefer dvar bamidbar. Borei Aaron shehenef es alavim chav face elef henef yom echad. Aaron waved 22,000 levim in one day. The Ramban says, think about it. That's a pretty miraculous event. It says he should wait. We don't really focus on what Aaron's doing. He waved 22,000 levium. No, an average person's arms will kill him after that. But Aaron did it. He was the gibor. He was the Kohen Gadol. Ask Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Musar, Mamar Samach Zion in the new edition. Why does a Kohen have to, Kohen Gadol have to be the greatest gibor? Why? So he's the strongest guy. That's so inspiring. We need him to be a gibor, right? We know it's a Maila. The Rama, the Gemara Nedarim says, "Ein Hakadosh Baruch Hu Mashal Shechina So Ela Al Gibor." But why? So if you look at the Rambam elsewhere and you saw the Torah, maybe the Rambam doesn't take Gibor literally. "Ein Nevuachala El Al Chacham Gadol BeChachma Gibor BeMidosav V'Lo Ye Yitzro Mizgaber Olam BeDvar HaOlam." Okay, if you say Gibor means Ezu Gibor Kovish Yisro, so then we say wonderful. Then the whole question doesn't start. The problem is in the Gemara. The Ketzer Mishnah points this out on the Rambam there, and you saw the Torah. The Gemara seems to take it literally, because the Gemara says, how do you know that to be the greatest you have to be a Gibor? Because Moshe Rabbeinu schlepped the Luchos, and he broke the Luchos, and they were very heavy. Right, this week's Parsha, Baruch Hashem. Right, so you see the Gemara seems to take it literally, Gvura. So it's not a Kovish Yisro. So Rav Chaim Shmuel Levitz says, what is Gvura? In his view, Gvura is the opposite of Atzlus. Atzlus is laziness. Gvura is conquering and being a strong person to constantly be on the move. So it is something physical. I'm constantly running. I'm constantly being a zariz. I'm constantly acting with alacrity. That's a gibor. I'm kovish my natural tendency of laziness, of Atzlus, and I move and I go. There are so many excuses he goes through that why we have, that we'd say we're not going to be able to accomplish it anyway, even if I try, or I'm happy with what I have, I don't have to get it. All these different excuses that we give for being an Atzel in different areas. He quotes the Mesillas Yesharim, he quotes others that say that is one of the most dangerous midos of being lazy in various areas. There are some areas that none of us are lazy in. There are some areas that we are. So he goes through, he says that's the opposite of a Gibor. A Kohen Gadol, has to be a gibor, which requires him running around and being strong in self, not physically, not only. It is physical. That's why it's not just in midos. It is physical, but you have to always be pushing and pushing and physically pushing. That is gibor ha-mitas. Ein ha-kavanah she-bekochas atzmahu menatzeach es yitzro. No, but it means the kavanah she-nilcham b'chol kocho v'chol mamatzi nafshu yitzro u'b'schuzchos ha-kadosh baruch hu ozer v'yachalo. Kadosh baruch hu will help you out. Aaron HaKohen pushed himself, and he acted with his rizus, and that's why he was able to lift up the Kohanim. And again, there's a lot here. Kedarka Bakodesh, you look at Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sichas Moser. But that's the Gibor that the Rambam mentions. Let's continue the Rambam. The Chayev Kohen Gadol Linhog Kavod Ba'atzmo. V'lo Yekal Atzmo M'shar Ha'on. The Kohen Gadol has to treat himself properly and act with kavod. Take himself seriously. Take his position seriously. V'lo Yir Oso Arum V'lo B'Vesa Kisei V'lo B'Merchatz K'shumistah. He can't go to the mikveh when other people are there. People can't see him naked. He can't go to V'lo Yikaris L'Beis HaMishteh V'lo Lusu D'Shal Rabim Afilu Heim Shal Mitzvah. He has to keep a certain standard and a certain distance away from the rest of the Am. And the Gemaras are quoted in the second Parak in Sanhedrin. And then halacha zayin. Ubayis yelo muchan b'mikdash. V'hu nikreis lishkas kohen gadol. He had an office in the Beis HaMikdash, which was called his office. Lishkan Kohen Gadol. V'kvodo v'tifarto. And it was his honor, sheyihye yoshev b'mikdash kol hayom. V'lo yetze ela lebeiso bilvad balayla, osha oshatayim bayom. It's his covet to be in the Beis HaMikdash yom of alayla. Or yomam. When does he go? Maybe he'll go home for lunch for an hour. Be with his wife. Sha oshatayim. But it's his covet v'tifarto to remain there. V'yebeiso b'yerushalayim v'eino zaz misham. And he's always in Yerushalayim, never leaves. Never leaves. Even if he wants to go home, it's in Yerushalayim. He doesn't leave Yerushalayim. Min ha-mikdash lo yetzei. The Rambam says in a number of places, in Pirush Mishnayis, that mikdash means Yerushalayim. In various contexts of halacha. The last parak in Rosh Hashanah, blowing shofar on Shabbos, in all Yerushalayim, not just in physical mikdash. But here too, the Rambam understands, min ha-mikdash lo yetzei, in the pasuk, right here, as not to leave Yerushalayim. And he goes, continues through with more halachas of the Kohen Gadol. Now let's continue with that background. We get to today's mitzvah. Shlo yikanes, Kohen Gadol ba'ol ha-meis. The Kohen Gadol, as all Kohanim are not allowed to make themselves tamei meis, but they are allowed to make themselves tamei meis, and they have a chiv to make themselves tamei meis for their primary relatives. The Kohen Gadol does not. The only exception to the rule by a Kohen Gadol, where he has a mitzvah, allowed a mitzvah to make his atame, is by meis mitzvah. The chinuch does not mention that here, neither does the minchas chinuch. We can write it in there. Meis mitzvah, the only one that a Kohen Gadol and a nazir have a mitzvah. If there's a dead body lying on the floor and nobody's burying, so then the Kohen Gadol and the nazir have the obligation to be misasig with him. Good question. The Gemara discusses in Maseches Nazir. What if a Kohen Gadol and a nazir are both walking down the street together? Who is metamei themselves? That's an interesting machlokas, not for now. But says the chinuch, the Kohen Gadol here has an isser of not only making himself tamei through touching or carrying, that's the next mitzvah, but walking into the house of a meis. You get that from the phrase, lo yavo. V'yafilu l'shisha meisei mitzvah, even for the six, shenemar v'al kol nafshos meis, lo yavo klomar, lo yavo b'toch habayis imahem. Not to be in the house with, don't walk into the house with them. The lashon bia, bias bias mashra. The lashon of going in is going into a house. If you look in the Kuntrasei Shiurim, Rav Gusman on Baba Mitzia, in Simen Chav Zayin, he talks there, the context is talking about re'ias pnei abayis. We know that for a chiyuv d'oraisa of Trumas and Maaseres, once something grows and it's fully grown, there are two events that must occur for it to be chayiv in Trumas and Maaseres. Number one, meiruach, it has to be made into a nice deep pile, and then it has to be brought straight into the house, re'ias pnei abayis. Rav Gusman discusses, what if something grows inside my house? If I grow something, let's say I have dirt, or even a flower pot, which has a hole in the bottom. They had dirt floors in those days. Let's see, it's right next to a window, and it grows. Let's say I have a tree inside my house. Let's say I bought a plot of land, and there's this beautiful olive tree inside the house, so I build my living room around the olive tree. So what do you do about Rias Pnei Abayis there? It grows in the house. So that's his discussion by all halachas that have a halacha of going, this is Rias Pnei Abayis, or how we have Knisa Labayis. So do you need the act of going in? What if it's Memela in there? So says Rav Gusman, it's page 218 in Bava Metzia, Asher Mavur, the Shnei Halachas Miyuchados, saying there are two ideas here. Number one, Vahaba El Habayis. There's an isser of bia going in, and for that, for example, you have to go in straight. If you walk in backwards, that's not derech bia, and therefore that might not be cool going in. And number two, kol asher babayis, anything in the house, mitzius, the hatuma he mipnei nimsa babayis v'yafilu below ma'isa habia memela tami yafilu nichnas shlok derech habia. Then even if you walked in backwards, or let's say a coin walks into a house and then a person dies in the house, does he violate if he doesn't get out in that second? So again, it depends whether the Isser is Kinesa, the Isser is being in there. He said the same thing with Rias Pnei Abayis. You might say that the Chiyav of Rias Pnei Abayis is not just going in, but being in. What if you brought it through the roof? That's a Ptur. So you might say no, because there you were Mafkia. You didn't do what you were supposed to do. Or it could be what's in that. So he talks about different items related to Rias Pnei Abayis. I don't want to get too far off the topic. But that's where he discusses, by all of these halachas of Kinesa, so do you focus on the act or on the result? So here too, the Isser seems to be the going in. It's formulated as lo yavo. What if a Kohen is just in? What if he's in? What if a Kohen Gadol goes into a house and then somebody dies in the house? What does he violate? Does he violate today's Isser of Olam Eis or tomorrow's Isser? Look for a murder at Reish Ayin Aleph. There's an Isser of a Kohen Gadol becoming Tumas Meis. Forgetting Lo Yavah, that's Al Nafshos Meis, right? Lo Yitame. So look at the Rambam. The Rambam says in Hilchis Avel. The Rambam says, it's Perek, the Minchas going to quote it, in Os Aleph. Perek Gimel Halacha Vav. Says the Rambam, Kohen Gadol Einu Mistami LeKrovim, Shemer LaAviv Ulimo Lo Yitama. He cannot become Tami for his seven relatives. V'chein Einu Nichnas Im HaMeis Ba'ohel Afilu Krovav. He cannot go into an Ohel HaMeis. Shemer LaKon Afshos Meis Lo Yavo. Halamata Shehu Chayev Belo Yavo V'chayev Belo Yitame. Two phrases, two mitzvahs. Ketzad. So how do you violate these two mitzvahs? Naga o nasa loka achas. If I'm a Kohen Gadol and I touch a dead body or I carried a dead body, I violate the Isser of Lo Yitame. Tomorrow's mitzvah. Nichnas lo ohel the yashav sham ad shem meis olav hameis. If I go into a tent and then somebody dies, oshen nichnas b'shita tevo migdal, or I go in a box somehow that I'm not tame until I'm in uba chavir paralav gag shahari tuma ubia bon keechad, then I would get both aveiros because at the same time I go in and I'm a tame myself, and that's what the Minchas Chinuch here describes. Mi kivon on the second line. Kivon shenichnas etzbo. If I just walked in, what if I just walk into an olam eis? Kivon shenichnas etzbo ochos mo nitma. Once I put part of my hand in, once I'm walking, stop time. Right, a person's nose is the first thing that goes into a house or his hand, depending how he's walking. Right when I go and stop time, so that part of my body, I'm the Kohen Gadol, is already tamei. So he already violated lo yitma. And once I'm tamei, once part of my body becomes tamei meis, the whole body becomes tamei meis. So that's lo yitma, and then I'm not going to violate lo yavo. Lo yavo is only if what? If I go in by a goses. The person's not dead yet. And then the person dies, and at the same moment, I violate the Isser of Olam Eis, which is this mitzvah. He's assuming in the Rambam that the Isser isn't only going in, but being in. But the only hechitimsi, the only way that you can violate this Isser is in one of these backhanded ways. Because if you just walk into an Olam Eis, before your whole body walked in, you're going to violate Mishum, the Isser of Tumah, and not the Isser of Bia. Okay, that's what he discusses. Let's continue a little bit now. Mishar Sheha Mitzvah. Masha Kazati Lamal B'Mitzvahs Lo Saseh B'Seder Aleph. What I wrote regarding the Isser of Tumah B'Ol Kohanim. Shinina Tumah Royalist Rachig Min HaKohanim. Shem Kedoshim Osei Melechaz En Shem Tamid. Kohanim generally should stay away from Tumah. For sure the Kohen Gadol. V'HaKohen HaGadol HaNivdal Lios Kodesh Kadashim. The Kohen Gadol who was separated to be totally holy of holies. Imei Yoso Bal Guf Nafsho Tishko Tamid B'Soch HaMishar Simel Yonim. He's always there, and he shouldn't leave, like the Rambam says, Al kein lo tachash haTorah alav lahatir lo tumah laolam. Therefore, the Torah does not allow him to become tamei v'afilu b'krovim. Even though by krovim, remember we said earlier, the Chinuch said, Durachei hadarchei noam, we allow each Kohen Hedyot to become tamei for his krovim, because after all, they're very emotional, they want to be with their krovim. But when it comes to a Kohen Gadol, no. Masha'eino came by Kohen Gadol, ki mirov dveikus nafsho lamala, because of his great dveikus with the above, the heavenly, yispashit lagamrei miteva b'nei ish. He loses his regular teva, and therefore he's in his own world. There's very, very few people like this. The Kohen Gadol is one. Moshe Rabbeinu is another. One time in history. But everybody else has to live in this world. And he divorces everything out of his mind. He overcomes his personal feelings to be with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Kohen Gadol and his unique laws. V'dini Tumas Meis, he goes through Tumas Meis and Olam Meis. He already said, we saw that in Os Aleph. The Minchas Chinuch Os Beis talks about that L'chora, this Isser of Lo Yavo applies to a Kohen Hedyot as well. It's just not counted separately because it's learned that from Gzeira Shava. But he assumes that in the case, let's say we mentioned that a Kohen Hedyot goes in and the person then dies, he'd also violate two Isserim. He just wouldn't get, it's not counted as a separate mitzvah because it is learned down from one of the Yud Gimel Midos. If you look in the Oz Dalet in the Minchas Chinuch, he discusses Vida, this halacha, all these halachas really that we'll see of a Kohen Gadol apply to all Kohanim Gedolim. There's one main Kohen Gadol, but there are other Kohen Gadols. There's a Kohen Gadol that's Meshuach Melchama. The psukim described in Parsha Shoftim. Mashuach Bachama also has these halachas. There's something called Mashuach Sha'avar. Right, Kohen Sha'avar. Let's say a Kohen Gadol became Tamei a day before Yom Kippur. So you gotta have the replacement. Right, the first Mishnah in Yuma. Gotta have the replacement. So he does it. He does the replacement. And then the first Kohen Gadol comes back. So what does that guy do? The guy, his replacement. So the Gemara says, well, he's in limbo. He can't become a Kohen Hedrid and he's back again because Ma'alam HaKodesh V'lo Moridin. He can't stay a Kohen Gadol because there can only be one Kohen Gadol. So he retains the status of a Kohen Gadol, even he doesn't do the avod of the Kohen Gadol. So that, says the Minchas Chinuch, V'din zed de'isr tumas kovim noeg af b'mashuach melchama. It applies to the Mashuach Melchama as well. He is also called a Kohen Gadol. If you look in the footnotes, it quotes, in the Avos Rebbe Nasan, it's Muchach, that a Mashuach Melchama has the status of a Kohen Gadol. It's fascinating. I recommend this. If you never opened up an Avos Rebbe Nasan, generally it's fascinating. Avos Rebbe Nasan, early Tanaitic work, it's from the time of the Tanaim, is an expansion of Pirkei Avos. Pirkei Avos is five or six prakim, depending how you count it. And Avos Rebbe Nasan, which is printed then at the end of Maseches Avodah Zarah, Harios, the end of Nezikin, it is an expansion. Like Asu Siag LaTorah is one line in Pirkei Avos, and it's a whole perek in Avos Rebbe Nasan. Avos Rebbe Nasan is 30 prakim, so it's expanded. So in Perek Yud Beis there, it's the Havamit Hamidav Shal Aaron, Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom, he continues. So there, he expands on Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom, goes through, why did Bnei Yisrael, Rashi quotes this Alatorah, Bnei Yisrael, Kol Beis Yisrael cried for Aaron, and only Bnei Yisrael cried for Moshe. Because he was Oev Shalom Verodev Shalom, the men, the women, and the children, they were all happy, and that's why it says fascinating. Yod Kam Alafim Oyeb Yisrael Shenikru Shmam Aaron. The most common name at that time was Aaron. Everybody named their kids Aaron. Why? Because he saved all of their marriages. So once they had a baby, they named him Aaron. That's what it says. Shomali Aaron, without Aaron, Shomali Aaron, lo bazel olam, shahayamesim shalom benish l'ishto, umizdavgin zamzeh, v'hayakaren shem hayilod al shmo. One of the first times you could see that one of the early sources that they called Aaron. And then it quotes that Moshe Rabbeinu yearned for, that was one reason why they all cried. Kol Beis Yisrael. The Yeshua Malakach Nemar V'Yivkos Aaron Shloshim Yom Kol Beis Yisrael. Shekol Mishero Moshe Rabbeinu Sheyoshivu Bochem Milo Yivke. Moshe was crying, so you won't be crying. If you see the Gadol HaDar crying, you're also going to cry. And Moshe kept crying. So everybody cried. Mishero Elazar Upinchas Sheheim Shnei Kohanim Gedolim Sheomdim Ubochem Milo Yivke. You see Elazar and Pinchas crying, you won't cry? So the Avos Rebbe Nasan calls them Kohanim Gedolim. So that's a remez. So what the Minchas Chinuch here says that Mashuach Melchama also has the halacha of Kohen Gadol. Finishing up, Onoi Gisr Zeb is Mana Bayis Sheisham Kohen Gadol B'chol Malchum Sheyia. The Isra applies to the Kohen Gadol wherever he is. V'yafilom Hayav Mikra Sheyetzi L'chutz La'aretz, even if somehow he was outside of Yerushalayim and even outside of Eretz Yisrael, Musar Mikarnes Ba'ol HaMeis. This is still applies. This is not a mitzvah Tzuliya Ba'aretz. V'yamavar Menech Nashem B'meizid V'afilo Aviv Alimo Meisim B'bayis Loke. If he walks into a house B'meizid, he still gets Malkus. Interesting. What did we say before? When do you violate? What is the Hechi Timsi that you could violate this? Only when you're in the house and then the maize dies. Right? Because if you walked in straight, you can't violate this Isser. Because then you're going to violate the next Isser of Lo Yitame, not Lo Yavo. So one second, you're going to get Malkus in what case? Is this called the Lashi Yishba Maisa or Rainbow Maisa? If a Kohen's in a house, and then somebody dies, and then they don't go out at that second, so is that called the Lashi Yishba Maisa or Rainbow Maisa? So this gets into a little bit, the Minchas Chinuch discusses this at the end of the first paragraph in Os Aleph. He alludes to what is written elsewhere. When you have an Isser that you do an action at T1, but the Aveir is at T2, but you need to do the action at T1 in order to get to the stage of T2, is that called the Lav Sheish B'maisa or Ein B'maisa? That's a big discussion, not for now, but that might have relevance to our case. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem will continue next time with the more expanded Isser of Tumas Kohen Gadol.